You're listening to Generation 6, empowering entrepreneurs to build brands that make an impact in the digital age. Here's your host, entrepreneur and marketing strategist, 16 Ramos.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. I know I'm a little tardy to this episode. I was pulled into an urgent meeting that I absolutely had to attend, but nonetheless, I am here. If we haven't met yet, my name is 16 Ramos. I'm a digital marketing strategist, and I help people build their online businesses from home, find success, and live their best lives. If you are a business owner who is exploring all the ways you can get strong on the digital side of your business, then this video or this episode is for you. So 2020 was such a big year for me. So for like in terms of getting stronger on the online infrastructure of my business. So for those of you who don't know my background, I run a completely remote affiliate marketing business where I train all of my affiliates and my employees online, 100% digital, 100% remote. And I teach them to leverage online tools and apps so that our work and our business gets done even without meeting each other. So for a lot of the people that I coach, there's somewhat a hybrid type of layout going on where a part of their business doesn't get done until they meet people or until an event happens, you know, physically or in person. And I'm going to introduce you to an important business philosophy that I've had for years now that's allowed me to really break the barriers and allow myself and the people around me to function digitally without losing the human side of our businesses and without losing the art of communication, because I believe that it's never lost. You're just changing your venue to a more digital side. So 2020, though, even though I've actually done my work way back in 2015 to build my online systems, 2020 tested how strong this online infrastructure is for my business. And I did pretty well when I look back on my year, I actually think I did pretty well. I had a 240% growth around April and May, and it's been growing since then. Lots of unexpected success was brought about as a result of me pivoting. So I realized that there were still some improvements to be made. So I had to pivot. That word is, you know, it has gotten so big this year, pivoting. So I had to do that in some ways in my business. And it was a result of me finding efficiency gaps in my business, meaning there were some things that weren't being done fast enough or well enough or streamlined enough or easy enough for us to get to greater heights this year. And so if anything, 2020 really opened the eyes of so many business owners in the same journey. You know, it opened our eyes to what else could get strong in our business, what were being neglected. And for a lot of us, it was the strength of our online infrastructures. And so in this episode, I'm going to take you through what that journey has been for me this year and in what ways have I gotten strong on the digital side of my business, as well as online tools and apps that I leveraged this year so that I could strongly train both the affiliate side of my team and the employee side of my team 100% online. So if you're tuned in with me, please say hi. Tell me where you're watching from. And if you have any questions, please, now's the time to ask. Do you have any questions about what apps I use, what tools I use to talk to people, to train people, to communicate, to create content, to make my life easier and more productive? Do you have any questions in that realm? Now's the time to ask me. Put them down in the comments below and please tag anyone who needs this information. So I want to say hi to all my viewers. Hey, Angelica, Sheenaline, Michelle, my love, Angela, Kimberly. Hi, Susan. Good morning to you. Nilly is here. Anrielle is here. Hey, supporter badge. I see you. Angela, Irene has the top fan badge. Hi. Thanks so much for tuning in. I see some people already tagging their friends in the comments. Please, please do that. And also, while you are here, do me a favor and share this in your chat groups. Share it in your profiles, your walls, your Instagram stories, your Facebook stories, so that anyone who needs this information can get it. And if you're tuning in from the podcast or streaming the podcast episode, wherever you're streaming this from, please rate and subscribe to us. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, Google Podcasts, wherever you're consuming the show. Or if you're watching me on my YouTube channel, please hit the subscribe button and turn on the notifications so that you don't miss any of my future videos. So here we go. Hey, Kathy. Thanks for tuning in. Hey, Joe. Thanks for tuning in. So any questions that you have about this topic, you guys, ask me down below. So my strongest business philosophy, I want to start out with this first. Coming into your business, I'm pretty radical about this, you guys. About if you really want to be completely remote and if you really don't want to have any vulnerabilities next time, knock on wood, next time a pandemic happens or a third wave happens, God forbid that happens, and you might not be able to do in-person events or as much in-person transactions again, you have to be able to get into that mindset of, okay, what if I didn't have a choice and my only choice was I have to run my business 100% online. What if that's the only scenario for me? You have to fit yourself, you have to wrap your mind around that. And that's what I did when I shifted from, you know, a heavily events-based business or an in-person transaction business, shifting to a digital remote work type of layout in my business. That's kind of what I had to force within myself. The mindset I had to force myself into is, what if I had no other choice? I have to be strong at this because truthfully, this is the trajectory now. This is the reason why so many people in Silicon Valley are so successful, because now everything is powered by apps. Everything is digital. So many solutions have now become digital. And so this is my strongest business philosophy about this is, if that is anything can be done effectively online, it shouldn't be done any other way. Okay. So if anything can be done effectively online, it shouldn't be done any other way. And if something can't be done or cannot be done any effectively online, then you should be the trailblazer that figures it out. Because anybody who solves that problem either makes a lot of money, all right, or gets a lot of clout on social media because they figured it out. And it could be the start for your new coaching business. It could be you inventing something, you know, if you have the resources to do that. And you could be the very first person to figure this out for people. And when I started creating the online infrastructure, started growing Facebook groups when Facebook groups weren't the thing, when I started using Messenger conversational marketing, nobody was teaching it back then. It wasn't a thing. And when it started taking off and I started getting results from it, everybody started asking questions about this thing that seemed to be so simple for me, which, you know, that's the lesson. Be the trailblazer that figures it out. Because if you get to that solution, it's a win-win for you. You know, not only will people, you know you for it, because if you teach it to people, you know, they thank you in the process, but also you win because you have just made your business more efficient as a result. You no longer have to be scared of uncertainty of you not being able to physically be at your store, physically be at the office, physically train your staff or train your team or hold big events in person, because none of these issues are going to stop you from growing your business. So again, my business philosophy, if you really want to get strong digitally, is that if anything can be done effectively online, there shouldn't be any other way to do it. And if it can't be done online, figure it out. And if you're the first one to figure it out, then you make a lot of money, get a lot of presence online because people will ask you about it, and then you've made your business much more efficient as a result. Okay, so having said that, here are the ways that I've pivoted this year, because like I said, even as a person who's, you know, who's done the work 5 years ago, because social media, the landscape always changes. There are so many things that change online. You will eventually, you know, if you've been also using social media or online tools for years now, there will still be some efficiency gaps that you might notice. And one of the issues that I noticed is, number one, you know, streamlining was an issue for me. There were so many things that were cluttered still in my business. My communication lines weren't streamlined, meaning I didn't have just one place where I was talking to people on. Like, if I needed to tell my staff to do something, I would either reach out to them on Viber, maybe it'll be Messenger, maybe I'll text them, or if I needed to share content, video content, photo content to all my affiliates so that I can help them promote a certain product, I would maybe give them a Google Drive link, or I would give them a Flickr link. It was all over the place. So I knew I had a kind of an idea of a system. I knew I needed to go online and have one place to put all of my files in, my documents, to, you know, make my communications easier. But I simply didn't have a way to streamline all of that. So I knew this year, because we all needed to communicate online, that surfaced, that issue surfaced in my business. It wasn't streamlined and it wasn't as organized as I wanted it to be. So one of the things that I did or had to do this year was to create training or onboarding systems for both my affiliate team and my employees. So as you know, because of the nature of my business, I train affiliates to start their own online businesses and promote products. That's like my bread and butter. That's how I make money. And I make a percentage out of the sales that they do or they make. And then there's my employee side. So, you know, I have a small team of people that help me do my business. So I had to create onboarding training for both of those aspects in my business. And I realized, because I was so cluttered kind of this year, it was so hard to create the training to shoot those videos and ask them, you know, this is what apps you use, this is what tools you use, because there were multiple things. So one of the things that I had to do was jot down all of my processes, all of the things that go on in my business. So for example, if you need to train a team on exactly what you do from start to finish, you have to make a bullet point list of all of the things that happen in your business. So for example, I needed to train my brand affiliates how to go from zero to their income goals, which includes content creation, which includes, you know, signing people up, training them, giving them teaser posts, sales skills, recruiting skills, all those things. So all of those things I also actually have to do, because I have a product business myself. So I had to document all of them, meaning I have to write down, okay, this is one process that needs to happen. I have to make it easy for someone to sign up for my business, and I don't have a way to do that. So what's lacking? What's lacking is a sign-up form or a digital form that looks really nice, that makes it so easy for someone to sign up for my business. And then after that, it should directly link to a Facebook group or redirect them to a place where they can get posts so that they can start being an affiliate and posting products online. So kind of like that system wasn't set up in my business this year, and I had to make that happen. And because all of the clutteredness in my business surfaced, I you know, was confronted with that issue. So if there is anything that I want you to do at the end of this broadcast, it's this: write down all of the things that you do in your business. If it looks cluttered, find a way to simplify it. And if you're not using any online tools for it, if there isn't any kind of online system that you have set up for something like that in particular, get back to me, ask me a question on this fan page, or send a comment down below in this video and ask me what I use, because I really, you know, it really depends on what you do for your business, really depends on what's going on right now, or what issues arise in your business. I really wouldn't know what to suggest until you ask me. So if anything surfaces, if you find an underlying issue and you're figuring out what apps to use, what tools to use, ask me. So for example, that's what I needed to do. For my onboarding training for affiliates, I needed to write down all of my processes, and it was the same for the people that I needed to hire. So I expanded my small team of employees this year. I needed to hire a new social media manager. I needed to hire like a podcast manager, a YouTube manager. So because I'm all over social media right now as well. So I didn't have an onboarding training for any of them because there simply wasn't a streamlined way to kind of create a whole list of logins for them to look at, which folders they needed to look at. So here's something that I kind of wanted to show you is how I was able to streamline that process for them. And this might be useful for you and your team as well. So when you're training anybody, you're gonna need a bunch of links for them to find where pictures are, where content is, where to find, you know, information that they need. So I use Airtable for that. So I'm gonna share my screen in here right now. Hopefully you guys will be able to see it, and you might need to put your phone horizontally or view this horizontally on your phone. But I use Airtable, and this is like, I'm still on the free plan. I'm not paying for anything. So you can go on airtable.com. And so this is one of the things that I have as a way to organize kind of like where all of my content is. And this is something that I send to my staff. So one tab is for content links, and in here are like the things that they need to view. So for example, where do they find all of my product pictures, all of my portraits, all of the things that they can post online? This is all of the links where they can find it at. And, you know, the description for all of these folders. Now, because they're a part of my staff, they're going to need to log into certain accounts as well. I added a tab for, might not want to share the logins that I have for these websites, because someone might hack into it. But for example, these are the tools that I use. So this is the Airtable that I have for my podcast manager. So I have the platforms in here like Slack, which is our communications platform. I have ClickUp, which is our organizer, the task organizer and the team organizer platform. I have Anchor FM, which is the old podcast platform that I use. I have Squarespace, where I host all my blog posts. Later.com is my content scheduler. MailChimp is my email marketing. Headliner is what I use to create all of my podcast snippets. And Buzzsprout is my new podcast platform. And so this is just one way to organize kind of the information that everybody needs and the links that everybody needs to visit, where to find information from, where to find content from. So whether you're, you know, training an affiliate team or training an employee and you need a place to keep all this information, use Airtable, because I just love it. Everything is dynamic. You can put attachments, you can do descriptions, you can do links, you can organize basically everything. So it's like a more powerful version of an Excel spreadsheet. I just like it, because you can share links, you can edit all the spreadsheets. So for example, I want to expand and use a different kind of platform. I can update this spreadsheet and all of the staff will see it, and all the information is going to be updated on their end as well. So that's one example of how I kind of streamlined one of my processes and made it more organized. And it's just much simpler for me. Instead of just sending them Excel spreadsheets and being so cluttered with all my links, I'm much more organized now. So before I move on to the next way I pivoted or gotten stronger with my online infrastructure, I want to say hi to all of you, making sure that I don't or I haven't missed any of your questions. Hey, Paula, thanks for tuning in. Lailani, hello, hello. Eileen, Jerome, Rhoda, Jewel, Bland, thanks for tuning in. You guys, do you have any questions about what tools or apps to use to make yourself more strong or stronger online or digitally? So next up, next issue was that I I was training a lot of people, and I was limited by the amount of time that I have and the amount of energy that I had to train people. So obviously, because I'm an introvert, and so I only have the mental space to train maybe two people a day. And the problem with that is I have a group of 70,000 people. So obviously I can't get to those people and have the deep, in-depth, one-on-one coaching and training like I want. So what I did this year is I converted all of my presentations and all my coaching ideas into webinars. So that might already be something that's going on in your business. I'm pretty okay. I'm pretty new with the whole webinar scene. I'm a big fan of webinars. It's just that I haven't made so many of them myself for my business. I've always just kept all of my videos inside Facebook groups. Hopefully people will see them, but I've never turned my coaching into kind of like a digital or a virtual event type where people can engage, people can, aside from, you know, doing Facebook Lives, I haven't really done anything else aside from this, which webinars are so special because you can target people and make it have the feel of a virtual event, right? Yeah, you know, if you've watched webinars, you know what I'm talking about. So to me, I had to go over all of my one-on-one coaching. So I hold it on Zoom, and I had to jot down all of the common questions I was asked this year. And I turned that out into a PowerPoint presentation, and I converted it into a webinar. And the tool or the platform that I use for this is Stealth Seminar. I don't know if I'm going to change eventually, but the thing with Stealth Seminar is that it has this powerful Facebook reminder tool, which allows me to send a messenger reminder to everyone who registered for my webinar. So currently I have an introductory webinar to introduce like my affiliate business. And then I also have sort of a upgrade to my coaching kind of webinar. So Stealth Seminar, if you want to check it out, there are a lot of other webinar platforms out there like Easy Webinar, Webinar Jam, but with the amount of features that Stealth Seminar has, including the Facebook reminders, there's also, you know, personalized email, obviously, but there's so much, and it's so practically priced. I really like it. I'm paying for like $60 a month on Stealth Seminar. So if you are coaching a lot in your business and you don't want to lose like the urgency and the excitement that's always in events, so if you want to maintain that, or if you want to preserve that element, then webinars are the way to go. I highly recommend Stealth Seminar. It's so simple as well to set up. I have like 6 simultaneous webinars going on right now because I've had so much fun creating webinars that I know everybody will use. And this way, all I need to do is send reminders because some of the webinars that I have are ongoing daily webinars. Some of them are scheduled twice a week or once a week. And so all I need to do really is have those schedules or have those announcements or reminders scheduled ahead of time so everybody can sign up and register for the webinar. So if you are coaching, doing one-on-one Zoom calls, jot down, this is what I recommend, is to jot down all of your common questions, create sort of a webinar or a mini course even that would allow you to scale and spread the information to a lot more people that need it. And if you really want to go beyond this, you can even get paid doing that. So just a suggestion, also maybe a clue as to what's coming in 2021 for me. So that's one of the things super exciting that I did this year. I dove into webinars and I love Stealth Seminar. I tried the other ones, but Stealth Seminar, I really couldn't let go of the social media reminders feature, which to me is so important because that's how people discover me. So I really needed to reach out to them. Oh, and there's also SMS reminders, so important. So the third thing that I did this year to leverage online tools and apps was to improve on my communication with everybody. So there are so many options that you could use for communications. And to me, I was pretty primeval with my communication systems. I only used Facebook Messenger. But this year, all of a sudden, I needed to improve that. So these are the things that I use for communicating with my employees, first of all. So Slack, love Slack. So let me just show you kind of what it looks like if you wanna explore Slack. So what it is it replaces so many things for me. It replaces email, it replaces Messenger, and it's just one hub where you can communicate with a bunch of people. So I think I'm not paying for anything. Yes. So I am still on the free plan with Slack. And what's great about this platform is you can add hashtags or tags to your conversations so that you can have simultaneous conversations about different topics, but still keep it organized. So on the left here, you will see I have different, what you call channels. So we talk about different topics such as e-commerce, email management, general things, you know, updates and news, growth. I got content related to my personal brand. I got content related to my affiliate marketing brand. And if we have any updates pertaining to any of these topics, all we need to do is type in the message and add these hashtags, and it'll be organized into those channels. So you can see how instead of having your conversations all in Messenger and you have to, you know, scroll up and look for whatever you talked about in the conversation, it's just such an unorganized or disorganized way to talk to people. Having Slack was such a godsend to me. And you can send direct message to particular people in here as well. You can also do group messages. And what's amazing is you can do Zoom calls within Slack. You can add apps, so you can attach files from Google Drive. You can have a quick call within Slack as well. It integrates with so many apps that you need for your business. So if you have, you know, Google Drive, if you have Messenger, if you have ClickUp, which I use for organizing my tasks, you can all integrate so you don't have to get out of Slack. So just the thing that I use to streamline my communications. Let me get back to you here. Another thing that I use is Facebook groups for training videos and announcements. So for those of you who haven't really leveraged off growing a community using Facebook groups, you're missing out on a lot. Facebook groups has been updated this year. Lots of features. You can do rooms inside Facebook groups now. You can organize your posts into topics and tags as well. Although they could improve a little bit on the look of it. You know, when you look at Slack, there's an easy way to look at your tags. But when you're on Facebook, it's kind of hard to look at where the tags are and where the topics are. So they could improve on that front. But mainly, I use Facebook groups for training. I've done a lot of master classes this year where I do a whole 5-day marathon of live broadcasts pertaining to a particular topic, and I have it all organized in units. And then I use Messenger as usual for casual follow-up. So the moral here of the story is that the art of conversation is not lost online. You just change your venue, basically. But if any of you are wondering if your message gets lost in translation, or, you know, there are so many portals, it doesn't have to be complicated or cluttered. That's the lesson for me definitely as well, is just because there are so many apps out there, it doesn't mean you have to use all of them. Stick to one. To me, that's, for my staff, it's Slack. And for my affiliate teams, it's Facebook groups. If they need any casual follow-ups, they can reach me on Messenger, and I have everything organized on my Airtable. So you only need a handful of apps. Those are my go-to apps right now. By the way, let me show you ClickUp, because I've been talking about that over and over on this episode, and I figured I should show you if my computer cooperates. You know, because sometimes it slows down whenever I try to do these share screens or screen shares. So let me log into it. But basically, if you need a way to organize your tasks and have a bunch of people see the same task list, say you have a core group of leaders that you want to train on certain things, or you want to organize a virtual event and you want certain people doing certain things, then ClickUp is a great way for you to organize those things. So you can create to-do lists, you can create boards, you can create calendars, which is great. So let me show you this. For example, this is my ClickUp. So if you go on to the left side in here, here's my task bar. Oops, filter your tasks. Okay, let me close that. So you can organize your tasks according to category. And if, for example, you want to assign people, that's super easy to do. So I'm clicking on content creation right now, and this is basically the to-do list for myself, the things that I need to do. But if I need anybody's help on it, or if I want anybody in my team to look at this certain thing that I'm doing, I can assign people right here. I can click this and I can choose someone in particular to assign this to. So there's so many things. If you just, for yourself, if you're a solopreneur and you need to get organized on your tasks, create your tasks list on ClickUp, because it's so efficient. And you can change your view as well into a board view or a Kanban view if that's helpful for you. So in here, I can see all the things that I still need to do, the things that are in progress, and the tasks that I've completed. So that's just it. So those are the three ways I've leveraged online tools to strengthen my online infrastructure and train my team for success. So Christelle says, Slack app is very useful for business. Most businesses are using this, especially freelancers. I love it. I really love it. I mean, I've read about Slack 6 months ago and I've been so obsessed. And, you know, when I hired my team and I expanded my team this year, oh my gosh, Slack just made it so easy for us to communicate. I so love that platform. Hi, Monty sent me 250 stars. What? Guys, stars are enabled on this broadcast. So if you love this content, please send me some stars, because these stars allow me to create more of it. Hey, Marichu, thanks for tuning in. Hang on a second. Anrielle says, how do you deal with new recruits who are not tech savvy and isn't familiar with Zoom, or those who have weak signals? What alternatives do you give? Well, if they have a weak signal, they could still, this is my experience with Zoom, is that I actually have a few staff members who were so heavily affected by the recent typhoon, and they couldn't get on Zoom. So Slack was our saving grace because Slack, I believe, is lightweight. So we could continue our chats from there. But also an alternative could be, they don't have to go on a video call on Zoom. They could just turn on the voice. You know, it could be voice enabled, so you could just pretty much have a voice call. So if you want to save on bandwidth. But here's the thing, is that whenever I train anybody, because these are my values, again, this is my philosophy, is that I'm going to teach you how to get really strong online. And I am not very compromising with adjusting that. Just because I know my audience, and if your goal is not to get strong on digital, or that's not part of your goal at all, then I'm the wrong person to talk to. And I think you just have to be firm, Anrielle, on where you really want to take these people. If you want to take them to a place where they know what they're doing on social media, they're strong on online marketing, then you're the right person to talk to. But they have to be very honest with you and really give you the full picture of where their head is at. Because if someone comes at me and says, 16, I'm absolutely unwilling to learn how to use Zoom. I'm unwilling to learn how to use Facebook Messenger and Facebook groups. I find it so hard and so difficult to learn it. I'm honest with them and I say, I'm probably the wrong person or the wrong mentor for you then, because where I want to take people is how to achieve $10,000 a month online. That's where I want to take people. And I really want them to get strong on using these apps. And I have a very simple way of teaching you how to use that if you're willing to learn. But since you've opened up and you're unwilling to learn, then better find a different mentor for that. And, you know, at the end of the day, there are some people who walked away from my training as a result of that. But we're happy at the end of the day. You know, they found someone who can accommodate their needs better. And to me, that's fine. Because I also want results for the people that I talk to and for the people that I coach. And if you're not having fun and you don't find my lessons or my training or my coaching valuable, then that doesn't serve either of us. So to me, Anrielle, if someone isn't tech savvy, but they want to be, if they want to be, that's important. That's really good because they have the intention to learn. Now, it's up to you to make it simple for them to learn how to use certain things. So how do you do that? You might want to do a screen recording of how to set their accounts up or screenshots. If they don't have a lot of, you know, if they don't have strong Wi-Fi connections, they might be able to look at pictures, flip through a step-by-step kind of tutorial on how to set up Zoom accounts, how to turn on their microphones and stuff like that. Because if someone has the intention to learn, then be patient with them and make it very simple. But if someone doesn't have the intention to learn or even the willingness to learn, then that's a different story. They are better off looking for someone who, you know, who's okay with that. Hope that helps. Anrielle says, do you keep recordings of your webinars for partners who weren't able to attend or missed an event? So my system for webinars is this, Anrielle, is that they can re-register for it. So my webinars are, they're recorded, by the way. So it really, if you want to do just live webinars, then what you want to do is, if you want to preserve the live feel event of it, and you want to be more practical with your time, do a live webinar once, record it, and then turn it into an evergreen webinar. So an evergreen webinar is a webinar that basically just replays and replays, and it records all of the chat transcripts, and it, you know, it feels like it's happening in real time. So what I've done is I recorded that live webinar once and I turned it evergreen and I put it up on Stealth Seminar. So anybody who registers for that webinar, if they miss it, for example, they get a notification on email, which is why I love Stealth Seminars because it's so easy for me to do this. They have prompts. So basically what Stealth Seminar does is it asks you, if someone missed your webinar, enter the message you want to send them via email. And so I just enter the email there. And so they also let you choose how, you know, what is the amount of time that you want them to wait for until they can register again. And so it's basically done for you. You just have to fill in the blanks. It's so user friendly. You can set up a whole webinar within 1 hour or less, or 30 minutes if you're already used to the platform. So that's what I did. If they missed an event, they can re-register, and Stealth Seminar is going to give them an email with a registration button. So choose another date. They can choose another date if they want to. Okay, hang on a second. Let me see if there are any other questions here that I missed. It doesn't look like I've missed anything in here. Susan sent me 100 stars. Thank you. Yay. Janina says, I'm learning so much from you. I am so grateful. Oh, I'm so glad you find this valuable. Mai sent me 45 stars. Thank you so much. Hey, Kate. Thanks for tagging your friends in here. So tag your friends, everybody. If you found this helpful, share away. There you have it. The three ways I leveraged online tools to train my team 100% online or 100% remote. If you're looking to strengthen your online infrastructure, explore. So this is what I want you to do, guys, as a kind of your course of action for today is list down all of the things that you do for your business, all the activities, all the tasks, and then right beside those tasks, see if, is it offline or is it online? If it's something that you're struggling with doing online, then put a mark on it and explore all the apps that are going to be helpful for you to do those things online, because chances are someone's already thought about a solution for it. This is what's so great about the internet. Like, chances are you're not the first person to think about, is there any way I can do this digitally? So many other people have thought of that already. And so chances are there's just one perfect app that'll help you out with it. And if you are clueless about what that is or clueless about what to search for, then this is the reason why I do these episodes for you. Ask me, send me a message on this fan page or send me a message anywhere on social media. I'm on Instagram at 16 Ramos. I'm on Facebook, 16 Ramos fan page. I'm on Twitter, twitter.com at 16 Ramos. I also have a YouTube channel. You can reach out to me on my website as well, 16ramos.com. Send me a message. Ask me all your questions. And I'd be very happy to give you my suggestions and my tips and advice. So thank you so much for tuning in, you guys. Hope you enjoyed this episode and I'll see you again soon. Bye.
You've been listening to the Generation 6 podcast. Catch you again next time for a brand new episode. If you found value in this topic and have a story you'd like to share, reach out and visit 16ramos.com.